I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 661, I Wish You Jesus. We all want the very best for those that we love, and hopefully we also want the very best even for those that we don't yet know or love. And those desires often take the form of good health or financial wealth. It could be your desire for those you know revolves around employment or enjoyment. Sometimes it might be for right relationships in their life. This year, I want to challenge you to pray one more desire, the biggest and greatest of all. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we have, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Part of loving God is wanting others to know him too. So on day 7 of this new year, we come to question number 7. And today the question is, for whose salvation will you pray most fervently this year? Give me about five minutes. Let's slow down. Let's talk about praying for someone else to know Jesus. Hear a portion of Scripture, remind you of that great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge. We all know people who need Jesus. And when you commit to pray for them and actually do it, you accomplish more than you think. You become sensitive to moments the Spirit might give you to point that person to Jesus. You become more compassionate and caring toward that person because your heart's desire is for them to love and serve the Lord. When Jane and I were visiting friends a few years ago in Palm Springs, California, we went to church with them, and to our surprise, the worship leader was Scott Wesley Brown. Now that name may not mean anything to you, but to us, it took us back, way back. Back to our early walk with Jesus. Scott Wesley Brown was one of the Christian music artists that we loved listening to. We had all of his music. After church, we got to meet him, and we told him that he was in our wedding. He looked confused until we said that his song, This Is the Day, was sung in our ceremony. I said, you were at our wedding. I also love his song, I Wish You Jesus. It goes like this. I could wish you joy and peace to last a whole life long. I could wish you sunshine, or a cheerful little song, or wish you all the happiness that this life could bring. But I wish you Jesus. But I wish you Jesus. But I wish you Jesus more than anything. The second verse says, I could wish you leaves of gold, and may your path be smooth. I could wish you treasures, or that all your dreams come true. And I could wish you paradise, that every day be spring. But I wish you Jesus. But I wish you Jesus. But I wish you Jesus. Because when I've wished you Jesus, I wished you everything. Jesus' invitation is clear. In Matthew, he said, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do you know anybody that needs that in their life? The apostle said it like this in Acts 4:12, for there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name given under heaven among which we must be saved. We want a lot of things for those we love, and even for people we meet. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yet the one thing I wish more than any is I wish them Jesus. I wish them to know his love, experience his forgiveness, walk in his grace, tell of his might, enjoy his family, and more. How about you? Here's the great question. For whose salvation will you pray most fervently this year? Let's pray. Dear Shepherd of lost sheep, I pray for my friend who is lost without you. May she have faith to believe in the light and come to be a child of light. I pray that your light will shine through my words and actions so she's attracted to the truth. May anything that is hindering her faith be dissolved. I pray she will find faith in you as her good shepherd and loving Savior. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 662. In the meantime, what I'm asking you to do is to put one person's name on your prayer list and to commit to pray every day for his or her salvation. Now, salvation is more than just a transactional pie-in-the-sky, buy-and-buy ticket. It starts now. We pray that God will fill him or her with the joy of Jesus today that will lead them all the way into eternity. You may even say to someone, I have a lot of hopes and dreams for you, but above all, I wish you Jesus.